I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Next up, today's GeoQuiz. There are several ways to travel from Australia over to the African island nation of Mauritius. The shortest way is to cross an ocean, and that's the ocean we want you to name. A direct flight from Perth in Western Australia to Mauritius covers more than 3,000 miles of water. If you're not in a hurry, you could hop a cruise ship, or if you're really not in a rush, try a self-powered boat. But imagine rowing and rowing and rowing to cross that stretch of ocean. Sarah Outen has been doing that in a 20-foot rowboat for more than 4 months. She's endured huge waves, sharks, and exhaustion, but she made it, though she's a little shaky.
It's crazy. I'm not very good at walking. I can stand up, but I have to sort of hold on to things to walk. It's like I've been at the beers all night or something. I'm a bit wobbly.
Sarah Outen completed her crossing of the Indian Ocean this week, and the Indian Ocean is the answer to our quiz. The British rower is the first woman to accomplish the feat. She also did it in record time. Outen says coming ashore turned out to be one of the trickiest parts of the trip.
I capsized quite a few times in some very big seas, breaking over the reefs, and actually came to rest on the reef. So rather than paddling up to the jetty nice and sedately, I finished my crossing stuck on a reef, which was all rather hair-raising. So I'm very glad to just be back safe and dry and land and see my family and friends again.
Outen rowed about 12 hours a day, sometimes longer. She dodged storms and passing ships. She says there were plenty of perils to keep her awake, and there was plenty of time to just reflect.
You think about all sorts of things whilst you're out there. Sometimes you're not thinking about anything other than staying safe and, you know, surfing down waves safely. Quite often you're just taking in the sea state and the clouds and what's going on around you, the wildlife. And then you're always thinking about home and I spend a lot of time thinking about what I might do next. So you do a lot of thinking inside your head.
Some of that thinking was about her father, who died 3 years ago. He suffered from rheumatoid arthritis, and Outen undertook the journey to raise money for arthritis research. Along with sturdy oars and essential food and water, Outen equipped her boat with a few bottles of champagne.
Those three bottles of champagne were for different landmarks in the trip. There was one for my birthday. I celebrated my 24th birthday whilst I was away. Another was for the third anniversary of Dad's death. And the third was for the halfway point. So they've all been drunk and were very much enjoyed out there.
That's 24-year-old Sarah Outen after completing her solo row across the Indian Ocean.